Ever since my teens, I've been told I have a nice voice. A radio voice. It didn't occur to me until much later that this praise came from people attracted to my gender presentation and had little to do for my professional potential in broadcasting. In seconde, that's year 11 in the UK or 10th grade in the US, there was this one girl in particular with whom I've developed this "we're a boy and a girl, but we're best friends" vibe that meant hours of chat on the landline. It was the 90s. It's funny how insecure teenagers will delude themselves into relational platonicism rather than look at what is staring them right in the face, or the voice in this instance. This anecdote came in the middle of a decade-long arc in my catching, then incubating the drama bug. I fancied myself a bit of a fussy and a lovey, but in retrospect, it was a fantastic course in masking, which is how I survived high school. Still how I survive everything today, but back then I didn't have the word. Doesn't everyone play a role to meet the demands of the social situation, surely? I couldn't be autistic, right? I had friends and I wasn't obsessed with trains, right? That was the criteria in the 90s in France. Around the same time I got into sound, ostensibly music and its production, but later, having trained in sound engineering in London as a sort of low-carbon gap year, after my real studies, I got into all aspects of audio engineering, including spoken word. All of those would come to combine in the romantic and erotic life of my 30s. On the romantic side, reading to each other in bed, with my enjoying giving characters their own, often silly voices, recording audiobooks for my lover. On the erotic side, my love language was little voice notes, sometimes half professionally produced because I'm still waiting for at least basic EQ and compression in signal. I never forget that, mediated through mic and headphones, the voice you listened to crossed less distance in the air than if you were speaking face to face. That's why oral is so intimate. Fast forward a decade, and one evening, just for the lulz, I offered my services to Alt After Dark. Well, not just for the lulz. There clearly was a part of me that wanted to get Alice hot and bothered. I had sent a tastefully lit nude a year ago, but they must get plenty. The voice, the accent, the narration of her and Hemi's prose was a USP. Little did I know that it lit the touch paper, like the wick on a long red stick of dynamite, or the candle on a little NB muffin. 72 hours later, I had opened my long-term fuckbuddy relationship into a transatlantic throuple, so my partner could share in the crush I was developing on Alice. I joined a polycule as a remote team member and read thousands of words of sultry, smoky, salty smut, creating an alt account to share the joy and let my sensuous, skilled French voice insinuate itself inquisitively into your ears and your mind. Hi, I'm Monsieur B. Glad to be here.